Yeah.
And he said, and his last time he explained Kestremtov is the it's the sense of the mitzvah as it's projected outwards, as it's projected out to the world. That's the Kestremtov. Now it's a double pir sheika. He spoke about why there was no zer connected to Shem Tov, and he said because the Shem Tov goes beyond the zer. Yes. other words, when you have a dover that has this of kedusha or chivas ruchnias. So Kohen is a person, and he has a kasi kahuna. You have the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is it has on itself a zer because the mizbeach is mal of something above. You have in itself a samalchus, and that's and you have this zer that because something comes out of it that goes beyond it. You have kesapera, which is the aris. So you have a physical luchis and mitzis, and then you have something that goes beyond it, and that is that the Torah that comes as fashion. But the Torah that comes as fashion is always seen as being the Torah that's written there. So, and that's why the Torah didn't go more than 3 days ahead of them, like he said, because 3 days is still a chibur. When you talk about the menorah, which he says is kesa shem Torah, so it's true that the flames themselves, as they're flickering in the menorah, are a dogma, not different than the k'tayrus and mizbeach or the lechem and the shulchan. But when you're talking about the oyer that is someplace else, that oyer is not part of it anymore, and it's way beyond it. The person who's walking around and his house is lit up much by the sun, he doesn't have the sun, he has the light as a mitzvah stands for. That's his mitzvah. So you have the oyer is something which has gone beyond the mitzvah of what it is and has become a davar atzmoy. That is a dogma of kesa shem tov, because it's no longer a hemshich or attached to its cherish, became a davar atzmoy. Where you have something which is became a dava b'fnei atzmoy, and it's no longer needs the base of his own. I was once thinking in the inyan of Malchius of Rosh Hashanah. So you have, it's the one day when we're having Yahoo Machta Kosh Baruch, that's the Avoida. So it definitely is the day when a person, that's Avoida Kai spoke. There's a big difference between the Hamlacha of somebody who is an Oyved Hashem and someone who's not. Someone who's a Baal Tshuva. Someone who's an Oyved Hashem, his Geula of Hamlacha is a Hemshech of what he does. So I deher the Avoida as something which like Kahuna, or like the Malchus, or like Torah, I'm doing Pa'ulas, I'm doing certain things, and these things are bringing me higher and higher, and as a Hemshel, as a Avoida, there's a Hamloch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one Darga. There's a second Darga of Yavor Rechokim, Revil HaKesem Melucha, when somebody who is Rochik is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a hemshich anything. It's fakert. It's because the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself, that's why the person is forced to conceive that there's nothing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tesefes maila. The comes, and he's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's misiyasas the pu'ula of the tzaddik. When somebody who is a baal chait comes and is, and when a person is a rochik, and he comes and he's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the baal karcha yana amen is a gili that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amitis amitis, not mikoyach mayavoida, but because that's the mitzvah in the end of the world. A matter in Baal Karcha. So the fact that Rosh Hashanah is, on the one hand, it's kind of safe. On the one hand, it's a day of, it's the beginning of a fast of Shuvah, so we're expecting everyone to be in the chet mode, and they're working on themselves now, and so forth, and yet there's a pool of hamlacha. To us, it seems as if there's some sort of contradiction. It may look clappy a person himself. We understand, okay, before you do tshuva, you have to reaffirm that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you believe that he's the mitzvah, and so on and so forth, and that you're mechuyev. That we understand. But the reverse of it, but that that pu'ul of hamlacha, means that that's definitely the Sayyid. The reason for it is because we're going to be taifed to Kaddish Baruch Hu's Malchus. The Kesav Lucha is not Mikoyach, the our Avoida, but Faket. It's Mikoyach Hakara in a Mitzvah that's above us. Which is basically what Shem Tov is. Shem Tov means that it no longer is the pu'ula. When Shimon ben Shatach did what he did, and it became a musik, where everybody says there's a lekod Shimon ben Shatach, at that point it becomes divorced from the person, becomes a mitzvah against the atzma. If I can give a stushel to it, something that is. The Gemara says, David HaMelech asked the people to bring him water. His people to bring water. They went to the Sefer Nefesh, and then he said, "Of a lishtais." And the Gemara interprets it that he asked him for halacha, and then he says that he has a mesiris that if a person is waiting to nefesh, but for halacha, you don't say it over in his name, which to us seems mamish tefach seichel. You know, madach of a person says it's our chachma, or halacha, that he said it's a chachavas adas and not with a lot of difficulty. We say that, you say it over in his name, and there's a shibis hit. You know, it's nice when you say over something over his name, and if everything's good, you... Halachas kama, if somebody was said over to our halacha after a bit with mitzvahs nefesh, the lashon gemara is ama kach lekublani beistinos al shmur amasi kol amoisa atzmai lemavis alamos al divetera ein ayim to our halacha b'shmai. It's that's almost that if somebody said something with mitzvahs nefesh. So the answer to that is, I mean, if you're thinking of it in Prussian terms, that saying over something in your name is just about the covet of it, then of course, if somebody is my nefesh, it's going to get a lot of covet. But that's not the teichin of it. A devar halacha that's said over my name still is anchored in my mitzvah. So this is Bisham is a din. This is a Bishil is a din. This is a Beut is a din. These are all dinim that I can't say it's some din. It's a Beut is a din. So we pass like it, but it's similar to what he said, the Kester, that's still around the thing itself. When somebody says a halacha and it becomes a Dam Hilchasa, then the Pshat is, he created Torah and Metzias. It's a little bit different, even though over there by Ele Kodesh B'Meshatach, he said over his name. Over there, it's not the Pshat. When I say that Reuven holds such and such, so that Imra of Reuven holding such and such is a certain qualified halacha. I can't tell you it's a halacha. It's Reuven. We pass him like that. But the halacha still bears the mark of being Reuven's halacha, and that's that. So in halacha it's like that. When you're talking about a musig and toif, Rechel Moshe Shatach wasn't a pshat that Shkir Rebbe Shatach was, it wasn't a pshat that Shkir Rebbe Shatach was a, he said a halacha. Shkir Rebbe Shatach was megala and hoga. Shkir Rebbe Shatach's maestim was a new gilui of a musig eloikai of nemanus, being a neman. So over there saying Shem HaShatach is not, it's not megareah from the Hanhaga, it's just stating that the Shem HaShatach Hanhaga is a divine Hanhaga. No human being could have done this if it wasn't a mustik of toiv like that, of such a dag of their money. So the Bricha Achman over there, Shem HaShatach is the one who was Megala said Mida, and that Mida, before he was Megala, it didn't exist. As far as we know, there was no such Hanhaga, no such Dag of Nemanis was this Gala in the Bria, and Bemela, for most people, didn't exist. Shem HaShatach was Megala in the Bria, so now it exists. The Yavar Chok and the Yavila Hakes Malucha is the Pshat that it creates Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as not coming from the fact that we're being mamlet. There's a type of disaster here. When I looked at the stall, there was a very cynical, I mean, it's always cynical, but there was one of the politicians, one of the Gedolim of the Dor, came out mileage is not only that, it's not a mileage of, well, everybody knows true, that it's evolving. The whole tefillah of Yom Neroyim, the Eina Kol Polkav, the Falte Rekord, the Tzartoit, the Erkstam Afrik, the knach of it is not a tshuvitik knach. It's not the pshat we want, we definitely do want it. It's part of what we want. That's the emes. But that's not that question. Rosh Hashanah is not the zman of tshuva, particularly part of a Sfei Tshuva. It's a different knach. It's the malchus of a priya that was created to be distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has been chayte, and the mela is drawn back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they come along and they're makir, that kesa malchus is a chetimtzuf of kesa malchus that's independent of anything else. It becomes a like a kesa shemtev, and that's why it's or like a veyam. The kesa shemtev, that's what he says. It doesn't have a kli, and it doesn't have a zer, because we're talking about something that has no gvulis. Once something has crossed over, as long as something is the result of something, or something is dependent on something, then it's a bal gvul. You know, Reuven said I'm a nice guy. Reuven Tamar says I'm not a nice guy. As long as it's dependent on something, it falls under the gedorim of having spirit and gvulis. When something crosses the threshold and becomes a dover that, you know, malach rabal kochan on me, then it becomes a shlemus of the amlocha. It becomes a gedolei because the shemtev, where not only doesn't need a zer, it can't have a zer because it doesn't. A zer gives a certain gedolei. It encompasses something, which means that it's totally a something. We once spoke about the Musik of a Kesser a few times, that it's where the thing ends, something stretches upwards. In other words, I'm a human being, I'm 6 foot tall, my body goes from point A to point B, and the Kesser is another piece that's not nicker in the body, it's a hemshech of it. So every Kesser is meant to sort of delineate a dava that's more than the goof. But the kesser itself has the fullest, and it's attached to the person. But yes, the melech has a kesser, so that means he's a lot more than just what he is. He carries malchus. But there's a gvul to that malchus. It's mukbal because the kesser is a gvul of sorts. When you get the kesser shemtoiv, it's an entity that's mufka from it. So it's a little bit of it gives us the sense that the two in Yanim, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchias, the Chazal, when they gave us that, when they were attacking, they put that as first before the Chaynes, or Shreifers, and that's depending how you learn the Gemara, it might be independent of the Chaynes or Shreifers, no, the Chaynes is one area, Malchias stands by itself. And yet we want the Malchus to come from a Yom HaDin when the Bria as a Kalal is found wanting. It's not until Yom Kippur that we're attacking our mice. The Bria is found wanting on Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom HaDin. Adrabah, when you have a Malchus coming from those people that were not naturally inclined to do it, that's when it becomes a real zer of kesher shemtov. Any questions? Next week I'm going to stick, so we won't be able to learn next week. Okay. Any questions? Any points?
No, we're good.